Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Sherry Doan, Director of Community-Based Learning at Central College.
Sherry, thank you so much for taking some time today and joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Shaylin.
And I understand you've recently been awarded some recognition from the governor's office for community service, service learning, some of those types of things. Tell us a little bit about this award and how you've come to receive it.
Okay. Well, the governor's Volunteer Service Award has been around for maybe 25 or 30 years in Iowa, and it aims to recognize people who invest time and energy in community.
Okay. So by community, are we talking here the greater Pella area, Central College? What's the area? What's the community that we're focused on?
Well, it can be any community within Iowa. I was particularly singled out for the award because of some my participation on the Iowa Commission for Volunteer Service. I was one of the representatives on that state commission, representing higher education. My work here at Central is focuses on preparing students to be engaged in their communities and learn in the process. But the award was also based on just some work that I had done here locally and in another Iowa community in which I lived.
Just sort of some community betterment programs, things like that?
Yes. Well, here in Pella, I've served on the Public Library Board and the Positively Pella Board and Red Rock Lake Association Board and things like that.
All those really important volunteer organizations that sort of help make things tick.
Yes. You are so right about that, Shaylin. I will say that communities absolutely depend on citizen involvement. There are many reasons for citizens to be involved. It just strengthens the work when a variety of voices are involved. Citizens feel greater ownership in the community when they've had a role in planning. So really both the community's benefit and the individual's benefit.
And I know that this award and this work that you've done ties in with your role here at Central College in the Community-Based Learning Center. And how have those two things sort of coalesced, and how have you been able to bring those two things together?
Shaylin, I'm glad you asked that question. I'm one of those lucky people whose personal life and professional life have a huge overlap, because before I was in this career, I was practically a full-time volunteer in Newton, where I lived at the time. And it meant a great deal to me to be able to pursue a professional career that brought the things I value most to my life. And so what my role at Central is Director of Community-Based Learning. The center was established based on the assumption that service to community is an actual, not only a good thing to do for all the reasons we've talked about, but a way to learn. Research shows that if students engage in community as part of a course, they're more likely to acquire the course concepts. They are more likely to vote someday. They're more likely to run for public office or engage in their own communities as a volunteer. They're more likely to promote volunteering in their families after college. And so we recognize that as an effective teaching strategy. And about 40 courses at Central College have a service learning component. What that really means is that while the students are taking a course, they still go to class. We value traditional teaching as well, of course. But in addition to that, the work is augmented by an experience in the community, a sustained commitment over the course of a semester, not a community service project one time, but a sustained commitment. So each semester, about 350 students commit to a site either here in Pella, Des Moines, Newton, Oskaloosa, Ottumwa, Knoxville, and provide weekly service at that site in doing work that enhances the learning of the course.
Service learning, this sounds like a very interesting concept. Can you go into just a little bit more detail about what that means?
Shaylin, as I think about it, one of the things that is one of the most important components of service learning is the idea that students learn to be critical thinkers. In other words, they learn to examine issues, and they come away most of the time with an understanding that issues aren't always black and white.
Very good. So a way to get everyone involved and spread this message of community service and the importance of it.
Yes.
And so you touched on some sort of tangible benefits of coursework and of some of the things offered here at Central College, things like being more apt to vote and mm-hmm. just generally being more involved in the community. What's the message that you like to send away with students when they become involved in these sorts of activities here at Central?
Well, of course, as a college, our primary role, actually it's about threefold, but we want students to come away learning about the topic that they've taken, you know, they've taken the course. But in addition to that, we want them to have an understanding of the connectedness of our communities and how what happens to some of us really happens to all of us, if that makes sense. In addition to that, we want them to see themselves as agents for positive change. And that is really what is the essence of service learning.
All right, very good. Well, Sherry, congratulations on the award, and thank you so much for the work that you do, and we thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. You can learn more about our community-based learning by visiting www.central.edu.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, that was our guest, Sherry Doan, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com and the Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.